Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tomorrow, just ahead of Martin Luther King Day, a new monument will be unveiled here in America's oldest public park, the Boston Common. The Embrace, a 22-foot-high bronze sculpture, pays tribute to Dr. King and Coretta Scott King, who met in Boston. Brooklyn artist Hank Willis Thomas says he based it on a photograph of them hugging, and his piece is just that, arms entwined in a giant hug. We'll have pictures at hearnow.org of our visit yesterday when we were let through the protective fencing and walked with Hank towards his work. We've been walking along talking, and I just looked up and I realized, you know, there it is. It sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Can you describe what we're seeing?
From this angle, we're seeing three arms embracing.
We're looking at the backs of hands facing us. I see a wedding ring on one. I see the buttons on the jacket it's probably Dr. King's jacket.
Yes.
Can we go underneath
it? Yeah, let's go around the side. You can see. So this picture that inspired the sculpture was taken in 1964 when he won the Nobel Peace Prize. And I noticed the glee on his face embracing her, and the pride on her face, but also I saw how her body was upholding his. So here you see like the weight of the sculpture, the weight of his arms are on her shoulders. And I thought that was a really powerful metaphor for their relationship and her role in history as carrying on his legacy after he was assassinated.
Well, talk to me about that, because how old were you when he was assassinated?
I was not born. It was 8 years before I was born.
Right. So talk about what she meant to you.
Yeah, since Dr. King was not alive when I was alive, my connection to the civil rights movement and their family was primarily through Coretta Scott King and her work. And you know, I remember in 1986 when I was 10 years old when his birthday became a national holiday, and she was the person who was really pushing that effort.
She was the face, the beautiful, stoic face that we saw at the funeral through very trying times after he died.
Yeah, and also being the inspiration for so many people and carrying on the responsibility of creative nonviolence as a form of addressing deeply entrenched issues. And so her grace, you know, her stoicism, her fortitude and love was something that we're still benefiting from.
Can we walk around? Because we're starting to see her arms emerging on the other side.
See the sun. So this is a unique sculpture because really there's no front, there's no back, there's no top or no bottom. And so as you see her hands really like holding the weight, you know, and then we can walk inside. And I'm curious to hear what you think as you walk inside and look up.
It's very powerful.
Thank you. I just look up and I see the heavens through their embrace. So what I like to point out is that we're in this moment where we're standing, we're like in the heart of their embrace. And I like to imagine feeling that love, and not just the love of the kings, but the love of all the people who have hugged and held us.
Yeah, we're looking up. We're in the middle of all four arms. I'm looking to my right is her bare arm, her bare brown arm with what looks like maybe a pearl bracelet on it. But when we look up in the middle, it's pure sky.
It's the heavens.
What do you hope happens here in this space?
Well, someone pointed out that this might be a site for people to get engaged, or this will be a site.
I thought of that when I saw the press release saying that you'd been chosen from all the applicants and that they hoped that this would become a place of engagement. And I thought, on bended knee.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I can't wait to find out who's first. Yeah, but it's just, there's like this kind of interlocking that happens that also is a metaphor for society, right? That, you know, we are as a community called to embrace our neighbors and to like go through this kind of weaving of ourselves into the society that we're a part of.
Well, I just have to say, you've moved now, and now we're by a crooked arm.
Yeah, and there's like another opening where light comes through. The piece is an invitation to engage. It's a call to action. It's a call to come into it. So many of the monuments that we see, we're looking up at someone else on a pedestal that we'll never be able to get close to. And this is a piece that literally you are inside of, and you know you are. I do touch it every time I go inside.
I see that. Your
hands, you know, all over this piece, and that's also a part of the work.
You're touching it now. Love is powerful. He spoke of love. They met here and fell in love here in Boston.
There's pictures of them here, you know, in this park, and they shared moments here. And so it's also powerful to know that, like, just over here, 1965 is where he led a march for civil rights at the Parkman Bandshell. His voice carried over this way. And so there's something to me that's magical about knowing that this is a place that played a significant role in their lives as well.
By the way, we just came under the arms.
We came under the arms, and now we're coming around to another angle. And someone, so when you make a piece like this, you never really, you don't know it until you see it, really, because it's so much bigger. But, you know, a lot of people look at this angle and they see a heart.
Oh, this. So we're by Dr. King's elbow, which is on the ground, and then his arm goes up in the V to his shoulder and then to his hand, and he's clasping
her
shoulder, but it does look like a heart.
Yeah, and so that's just one of those elements that's been, was in the piece without me even knowing it.
But there was also a lot of hate in this city. I'm thinking of the man who was attacked right near here, somebody wielding an American flag, a black man attacked by...
Yeah.
Ted Landsmark.
Well, this is part of the city's history. What we choose to celebrate or focus on is as important as what actually happened, right? So that's where I think this is a new calling for responsibility to telling different elements of history, which it isn't to dismiss the horrors, but to recognize that as human beings, we have a negativity bias, and sometimes we need to be reminded so we don't get trapped in our negativity.
We're standing on what's been called a quilt. With names, what are these names that we're seeing?
These are tributes to 65 heroes of past and some present of civil rights in the city of Boston, because Embrace Boston and Mass Design, who I worked on with this piece, really wanted to make sure that while we celebrate the kings, that we honor the people whose shoulders they stood on and actually carried on their legacy.
Now
we're next to a plaque of Reverend James Reeb, who was assassinated during the Selma to Montgomery March in 1965, who was a Unitarian reverend at the church that's right at the edge of the park. And so, yeah, just recognizing that as where we happen to stand.
Quite something. And you mentioned the Selma March. I think of that, too. They always had arms locked.
Yeah, I think there's something about the interlocking of arms, these knots that we create with our bodies, that is super important to highlight. That's something that I've been paying more and more attention to after I actually decided to design this sculpture, that there are people who recognize symbolically the importance of interlocking our bodies for solidarity.
Talk about how it looks. Most of the statues, and there's a ton of them around Boston, are white. Mm-hmm. The statues themselves are white. But this is a beautiful brown. In fact, I can't help but notice when you stand next to it, it's your skin.
Yeah. Well, you're the first person to point that out. Yeah, it's the bronze arms of love. And I think, you know, bronze has been used in many ways as in art history and throughout the legacy of monuments. But there are rarely bronze monuments to bronze heroes of nonviolence that are so monumental, you know, and so I'm excited for that symbolism to be a part of the work. And it is a feat. This is one of the largest bronze sculptures in the country.
Did you have hands-on in creating it?
A lot of people had hands-on in creating it. There were hundreds of people who really came together, put this together, not only funders, but city agencies, city workers, paper pushers, but also Walla Walla Foundry, which is in Washington State, had, I think, about 100 different people working on this at different phases.
Well, I'm just wondering if they and you feel like you are touching Dr. King and Coretta King.
I hope that everyone who comes inside the Embrace feels like they are touching Mrs. and Dr. King's spirit and their legacy.
Hank Willis Thomas, the artist who designed The Embrace, a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King. It'll be unveiled tomorrow in Boston's public park, The Common. It took most of the country's huge industrial 3D printers to make this piece. It's being called Boston Statue of Liberty.